If you create, like, you just make a smash, you make a fire-ass song, right? Let's say you make a fire-ass song and you hadn't bought the beat. This is generally what happens, okay? A beat maker's not gonna come at you and go, yo, bro, I made that beat, I want my cut. Mm-mm. They don't have to. What they do is they wait until after your record makes as much money as it could possibly make. Like, why, let's put it like this. Why would a beat maker stop the progression of your record blowing up when he's gonna get paid from every dollar you make? He doesn't wanna stop that. He wants that thing to make $100 million, okay? Because he knows when he goes to sue you, which is going to happen, he's gonna get his money. But at the same time, it's not that huge of a deal, except for he's gonna get more money than he would have got if he would have bought the beat.